Außer mit dem Mehl.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg 31, Mbombela 27. Raais van Zanzi doen 'n beroep op die polisie om 'n ondersoek te lei om die oorsaak van die onlangse voedselvergiftigingssake vas te stel. 6 kinders is dood weens beweerde voedselvergiftiging in Soweto, terwyl talle skoolkinders opgeneem is in bronkospruit. Raais van Zanzi se nasionale woordvoerder, Gogondimba.
Raais van Zanzi therefore calls for the South African Police Service to lead a multidisciplinary team which includes but is not limited to the Department of Health, Home Affairs, Small Business Development and Trade and Industry and Competition, along with local and provincial governments. It cannot be business as normal while children in particular fall victim to a series of events that are so sinister.
Die stad van Tshwane het bevestig dat die nuutverkose ANC adjunkburgemeester Eugene Modise geen uitstaande rekeninge met die munisipaliteit het nie. Dit volg op aanklagte van die DA wat beweer dat Modise die munisipaliteit R690.000 skuld. Stadswoordvoerder Sabi Bokaba sê terwyl hulle nie normaalweg persoonlike rekening inligting bekend maak nie, het hulle 'n uitsondering gemaak.
Councillor Eugene Modise has granted us permission to make this disclosure. Two of his accounts are on credit, meaning that he has paid more money into our coffers. So Councillor Modise does not owe the city a dime. In actual fact, you can say that we are the ones that owe him.
'N beampte van Taiwan sê sy buitelandse sakedepartement sê die Suid-Afrikaanse regering het die land opdrag gegee om sy kantoor uit Pretoria uit te skuif. Die beampte blameer China vir die besluit. Marius van der Walt het meer.
A Taiwanese official told news agency AFP they believe the move by South Africa is part of a series of actions by Beijing to suppress Taiwan. They've added they are still negotiating with our government in the hope there will be room for change. But in a statement a short while ago, Pretoria said its engagements with Taipei have been mischaracterized. The Department of International Relations asserts that South Africa cut political and diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1997. It says relocating what will be rebranded as trade offices both in Taipei and in Johannesburg will reflect the true non-political and non-diplomatic nature of the relationship. The department says the Taipei liaison office was given a reasonable 6 months to make the move, adding the same was communicated through the South African liaison office in Taipei by South Africa's representative there. Marius van der Walt, Jacaranda FM News.
En in Gauteng word daar vandag mooi weer verwag, maar warm. Pretoria 33, Johannesburg 31, Pretoria 33, Mbombela 27, Emlagleni 30, Polokwane 32, Rustenburg 34 en Vryheidsgewers Kaapstad 20, Durban 22, Obega 19 en Bloemfontein 28. Ek is Emil Pinaar at top story this hour. Raais van Zanzi urges an investigation into the slew of food poisoning cases.
Absolutely, dit moet nou end kry. What is going on? I mean, if there is some kind of sinister poisoning thing going on, well, best we find out and put these people away for life. But if it is just shoddy handling of foodstuffs, again, we got to fix this. I mean, really, I believe the children are our future. Yeah, well, how about we let them eat proper food?
Yep.
Okay. Now that I've growled on the air, let's smile again. Good morning.
Weekend breakfast with Alex J. Yeah, yeah, we
I took a page out of your favorite book. You sold me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching